Gut and replace. It's a practice that lawmakers have come under scrutiny for. Today on a reality check with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat, we learned that the controversial practice is now linked to our most controversial municipal project, rail. Marcel Henry on the line. Good morning, Marcel.
Morning, Catherine. Good to be here.
Yeah, now this story had me scratching my head because for the past several years, all we've heard about is we need an audit. We need an audit. And now we're not going to audit? Explain that.
Well, yeah, it's, you know, there's some kind of peculiarities here. It's the devil's in the details. This pertains to a measure that would repeal a requirement for future annual audits. So in other words, this doesn't really apply to the very large, widely anticipated series of audits that we're seeing coming out right now from the state auditor's office. Instead, what is moving through the legislature right now is a repeal for audits where the state auditor would review invoices and assess that other state officials are actually reviewing those invoices. Okay, kind of another step to review and to make sure that everything is on the up and up.
Right, but I know that there's even the latest call by our newest council member, right, for a forensic audit. But this one you're saying is a little bit different.
Yeah, this would be a routine annual audit by the state auditor's office that would look at the work being done by the Department of Accounting and General Services. Now, it goes back to 2017 when the state legislature bailed out the rail project again with a $2.5 billion package. And they really wanted to make sure they wanted to add in some extra steps for scrutiny. So they made sure that Accounting and General Services would before HART would just get reimbursed for its expenses, the state would take a look and make sure that those invoices were legit. And then secondarily, at the end of every year, the state auditor would look over DAG's head, Accounting and General Services head, and make sure that they are running this okay. So it was all these extra steps and levers that are in place. And basically what this all comes down to is the state legislature is trying to remove that requirement for that annual audit. What's kind of interesting to this and certainly caught my eye is they're trying to get out of the federal investigators away. Now that this project is under a federal probe or related to a federal probe, the state basically wants to make sure they don't interfere with that. That was part of the reasoning here.
Okay, so that's why we have this gut and replace thing as opposed to a separate bill onto its own modifying the law.
Yeah, well, why they use gut and replace is kind of its own thing there too. Yeah, that's always been a controversial thing. It's opposed by groups that are looking for more transparency in the legislative process, you know, where these changes don't happen last minute and don't really give the public a lot of advance warning to come in and testify either way.
And we had mentioned the council members' call for a forensic audit. No, that looks for criminality, right?
Yeah, so this is something that's happening across the street on Punch Bowl at Honolulu Hale. You know, in the past, those efforts to spur on a forensic audit at Honolulu Hale, that hasn't really gone anywhere. But it's looking like they might indeed pass a resolution for a forensic audit. And that is a separate type of audit that does look for some kind of fraud or malfeasance or really criminal activity. You know, I talked to Les Kondo, who's the state auditor, last week, and he mentioned, yeah, we didn't find any potential criminality in our recent probe of rail. But the thing that he stressed was we weren't looking for it. Mm. So this kind of an audit that's being push now would look for that kind of activity. You know, the key point is it could be expensive as well. You're looking at maybe about $2 million to conduct a forensic audit. So you're looking to, you know, keep costs in check, but you're also going to have to pay some money to do that.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll have to see what else Les Kondo's audit uncovers and see what the federal probe comes up with as well. But thanks a lot, yeah. Marcel.
Sure thing. Thanks, Catherine.
That was Marcel Henry with our reality check from Honolulu Civil Beat. To read his full story, visit civilbeat.org.